Cold Lake. The city of Cold Lake has announced the two river rescue boats have been acquired, to be used by Cold Lake Fire Rescue. The process to get the boats started about 18 months ago after the municipality consulted with local emergency responders and conducted research. On June 5, 2021, Aeon Thur, a teenager from the MD of Bonnyville, fell into the Beaver River near the Highway 897 bridge, located about 10 minutes south of Cold Lake. While known to be a proficient swimmer, Aaron was pulled under the water by the strong current and drowned, according to information from the city of Cold Lake. A four-day search took place, which included RCMP, Cold Lake Fire Rescue and the Cold Lake Search and Rescue Team. Poor weather conditions, unpassable terrain and poor visibility underwater were all challenges that emergency responders faced. Search and rescue crews were also hindered by limited resources and equipment that could easily navigate the narrow and winding Beaver River, according to the city. This was a tragic event that affected everyone within the Lakeland. While all the crews did everything they could to find Aaron, we realized after that we had a lot of work to do to improve how an accident like this should be handled, said Mayor Craig Copeland. The mayor was one of many people who helped search for Thur. The Beaver River can be so narrow and shallow in some areas, so it's impossible for most watercraft to move through the river. We knew that we had to change this and get the proper equipment, so if an incident like this happens again, our crews would be ready, said Copeland. Two Profish 380 riverboats, each equipped with 25-horsepower lightweight Yamaha outboard motors, have been purchased. The boats will be used to navigate rivers in the area, such as the Beaver River. Members of the Cold Lake Fire Rescue will also getting specialized training to operate the riverboats before they are put into service.